This is BOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes on Monday, killing a senior Palestinian militant commander. Palestinian militant groups renewed rocket attacks on Israel as violence in the region entered its second week. Gaza's health ministry says since the fighting began on May 10th, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 59 children. At least 10 Israelis have been killed, including a six-year-old child. After meeting with top defense officials Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will continue to strike terror targets and will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens. Meanwhile, the armed wing of Hamas promised more rockets. Spokesman Abu Ubaida announced Hamas will resume rocket launches on Tel Aviv if the Israeli airstrikes don't stop. This, according to Reuters news agency. Also Monday, an Israeli man died of his wounds after being attacked last week by a group of Arab citizens in the central city of Lod. The city has become a flashpoint area during the latest fighting. U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters at the White House Monday that he planned to speak with the Israeli prime minister later that day. The United States is taking new steps to make it more difficult for the Islamic State terror group to move money, including donations from international supporters, through Syria and Turkey. The Treasury Department announced sanctions on Monday against three people and one company who are alleged to have played key roles in Islamic State's financial network. One of the people is accused of using his Turkish-based money services company to transfer thousands of dollars to IS operatives across Syria. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A deadly cyclone made landfall on India's west coast on Monday, further exacerbating the country's crisis battling the coronavirus pandemic. Cyclone Tauktae prompted mass evacuations and the halting of vaccination campaigns in the western state of Gujarat, where it made landfall with sustained winds of up to 165 kilometers per hour. This, according to the country's meteorological department. The storm is expected to further delay India's coronavirus response, with the weather forcing some hospitals to relocate patients and some vaccination drives to be canceled. The storm killed over a dozen people even before it made landfall. Local media report it is the worst cyclone to hit the area in 30 years. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday agreed to consider a major curb on nearly 50 years of abortion rights in the United States, saying it will decide whether states can ban abortions before a fetus can survive outside the womb. Arguments in the case are likely to be heard in the court's term that starts in October, with a new 6-3 conservative majority possibly ready to significantly limit a woman's constitutional right to abortion, which was first spelled out in the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision and reaffirmed 19 years later. The newest abortion dispute involves a law enacted by the southern state of Mississippi. It would prohibit abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. It's one of numerous statutes approved by conservative majority state legislatures in recent years, targeting the 1973 ruling. A Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation into Representative Matt Gaetz has pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors as part of a plea deal. Longtime Gaetz associate Joel Greenberg appeared Monday in federal court in Orlando, Florida. Greenberg pleaded guilty to charges including sex trafficking of a minor, and admitted he paid at least one underage girl to have sex with him and other men. Gaetz was not mentioned in the plea agreement or during the hearing, but Greenberg's cooperation would escalate the potential legal and potential political liability that the firebrand Republican congressman faces. Gaetz denies any accusation of wrongdoing. And after last year's Eurovision Song Contest was canceled amid the global pandemic, it is roaring back to life this year with coronavirus precautions added to its heady mix of music, high camp, and you're listening to VOA News.